Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, October 11th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Thousands of troops remain unvaccinated as the deadline looms. Donald Trump rallies in Iowa. Nancy Pelosi meets the Pope. California mandates gender-neutral toy sections. Also ahead, another bad look for President Biden. But first, tens of thousands of U.S. service members remain unvaccinated as the Pentagon's first deadline approaches. 90% of the Navy fully vaxxed, compared to just 72% of the Marines. The mandate kicks in for most military branches on November 28th. Anti-vax also affecting first responders. Seattle may fire 40% of the entire police department for refusing the medicine. Donald Trump returning to Iowa for the first time since the 2020 election. The former president addressing a rowdy crowd at the state fairgrounds in Des Moines, blasting Joe Biden on the border, Afghanistan, the economy, and crime. Latest polls show 53% of voters in Iowa would support Mr. Trump in 2024, compared to just 37% who favor Biden. He also, Trump that is, teased a new slogan, Make America Great Again, again. Pope Francis granting Nancy Pelosi a private meeting in Vatican City. The exchange taking place as some religious leaders want the church to deny liberal politicians who support abortion the sacrament of Holy Communion. Speaker Pelosi and President Biden, both practicing Catholics, oppose any limits at all on the procedure. The Pope, of course, disagrees, telling priests, quote, abortion is murder. California Governor Newsom signing a new law requiring retailers to implement gender-neutral toy sections. Beginning in 2024, stores with more than 500 employees can no longer have separate aisles for boys and girls toys. The colors pink and blue canceled. Companies who refuse will face a $250 fine per complaint. Supporters say the measure will stop the shops from reinforcing outdated stereotypes. More insanity from the woke in California, more fascism from Newsom. In a moment, Joe Biden looking away from violence and murder. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Another puzzling political situation. Perhaps the most incompetent president in American history arrived in Chicago last week to encourage Windy City residents to vax up. Joe Biden was on a mission to save lives, he said. He was looking out for the folks. He is the COVID slayer. Longtime Chicago journalist John Cass was outraged as Biden met with Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Obsessed with the vaccine, the president failed to address the slaughter of primarily black people on the streets of Chicago. The violence has been going on for decades, and the Democratic machine that controls the city doesn't care if young black children become homicide stats, as 7-year-old Serenity Broughton did a few weeks ago. Serenity and her 6-year-old sister, Aubrey, were sitting in their parents' car when the bullets suddenly came. Aubrey was shot in the chest but survived. Serenity was murdered. Joe Biden most likely doesn't know about the little girls and, based upon his rhetoric and actions, couldn't care less. What he should know is that Democrat prosecutors in the nation's three largest cities, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, routinely drop felony charges against violent individuals. Ask any cop in those cities. The law enforcement strategy embraced by the progressive movement is directly leading to thousands of violent deaths across the country. And that is a fact. So where is President Biden on the issue? Nowhere. That's where. He's too busy calling his own country a racist place to actually deal with real racism, the horrendous murder toll among African Americans. Joe Biden doesn't have to think about that safe in his Rehoboth Beach enclave. He can't see the drug gangs wielding weapons from his cloister inside the White House. In fact, Mr. Biden is totally blind on just about every serious problem the nation has. He's not alone. Governor Pritzker, a corpulent poser with a bad dye job, has run Illinois into the ground. This year alone, 185 people have been shot driving on Chicago expressways. But Pritzker is safe. He has a state police escort. Biden and his band of progressive deconstructionists are gravely harming all Americans. The collapse of public safety on the streets and at the border is obvious if you want to look. But Joe Biden doesn't want to look. He's too busy doing what his far-left handlers tell him to do, too befuddled to actually run the country in an effective way. He is truly a man with his eyes wide shut. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by actually writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And also, I hope you check out my book, Killing the Mob, available everywhere. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 46 years ago today, a Canadian-born writer launched a new comedy show on NBC. The broadcast featured a guest host, two musical performances, and clocked in at 90 minutes long. Saturday Night Live had arrived. Beginning in 1965, NBC ran The Best of Johnny Carson on Saturday evenings. In 1974, the aging Carson wanted the program to run on Fridays so he could take the day off. So, Lorne Michaels pitched an idea to NBC to fill the Saturday time slot. The concept got the green light, and Michaels went to work. He recruited National Lampoon writer Cornelius Crane Chase, better known as Chevy, to lead the crew, followed by Midwest comedians John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, and Gilda Radner. On October 11, 1975, Saturday Night Live debuted starring guest host George Carlin. Critics immediately panned the program. Concerned parents claimed the material promoted drugs, premarital sex, and undermined the American political system by disrespecting the president, Gerald Ford. Despite a slow start, SNL achieved a cult following among younger viewers. Within 2 years, more than 12 million people tuned in each week. Since its debut, SNL has launched dozens of stars, including Chase, Bill Murray, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, Jimmy Fallon, on and on. At least 24 original sketches were turned into Hollywood movies, like The Coneheads, Wayne's World, and The Blues Brothers. From Ray Charles to Nirvana, the world's biggest musicians have appeared on Saturday Night Live. The most controversial was singer Sinead O'Connor, who desecrated a picture of the Pope to protest the Catholic Church. And here's something else you might not know. Despite its reputation and long history, fans are now abandoning the show somewhat. Ratings for this year's opening episode of SNL plunged 35% compared to last year. Just 3.5 million viewers tuned in for the least watched premiere in SNL history. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.